to make trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Parker and Wilson on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
See what I gotta put up with? Do you see what I got to put up with? 6 years went by, I didn't put up with it. And now the guy's got to scream in my ear on a Monday.
But you missed me.
6 years went by. What have we done now? What are we doing? What's going on? What's he done?
What has he done?
I will never get that out of my head.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
What has he done? Donald Sterling will be long gone. He'll be celebrating his life with his billions and
Donald,
some island.
Donald, we'll tell you what he's done. You know what he's done? He made you $2 billion. What has he done?
Look, even you're doing the impression. And Rob never does impersonations.
You know, I was just going to say, you know I don't.
Because it's always the same impersonation.
I can't do impersonations.
Are you taking my picture seriously with your little new phone?
I just want to see how it looks, how bad it looks.
What do you mean how bad it looks? It's going to be a beautiful non-selfie. Hey, it's Monday, June 9th. I look fantastic.
There you go.
I couldn't look better. Oh, man. That's great. Hey, Why don't you send that off to Instagram?
It says I can delete it if I want.
Well, I would. I would definitely delete it. June 9, 06/09/14. Welcome to June 9th. So how did we get to June 9th, 2014 already? Are you kidding me? It's U.S. Open, World Cup, MIS NASCAR Week. Here on Sports Night with Parker and Amann. U.S. Open Golf, World Cup Soccer, and the Michigan International Speedway is open for biz when the NASCARs come rolling in to the Irish Hills this week. Isn't that exciting? And my girl won Miss USA last night. I'm very excited. The one that I shouted out to last week, Nia Sanchez. Miss Nevada's Miss USA. Rob, you should be very happy.
Why is that?
I don't know. Kyle Van Noy,
the
Lions.
What are you going to get? Was she Miss what?
Miss Nevada.
Was Miss USA.
She is. She's now Miss USA.
Well, when are you going to get somebody who was born here from this country?
Nia Sanchez?
Yeah.
She's here. She's from here.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I thought she had marks on her back from climbing under the fence.
Oh, my. Kyle Van Noy, the Lions.
Oh, that's her birthmark. I'm
married
sorry.
Miss Utah. So you got that going for you when mini camp begins tomorrow.
Dude, I'm sorry. Hey, congratulations, Mazel Tov, but really, I mean, dude, you just got, you're 22.
All right,
you just
don't
got the NFL.
Start with me.
Why would you get married? Why would you get married?
Don't start with me.
Mark, are you
my first reaction when I saw that Van Noy got married, I said, what are you doing? And then I see, you know, Bryce Harper's engaged.
Why?
He's 21.
Why?
Bryce Harper of the Washington Nationals is engaged to a girl named Kayla Varner.
Mark, this is a dangerous thing right here.
She's a soccer player at Ohio State.
Right here. I'm just talking.
He's 21. All I can hear is Gary laughing in the background.
Well, but this is what Jay-Z
okay,
does.
Okay, you're on camera, Parker Amanda.
This is what Jay-Z does, right?
Yeah, well, he knows it's one of those deals.
All
with
right,
that.
I made mine a little smaller.
Oh, and Jay-Z should talk.
No. He was 40 years old when he got married.
Well, still.
No.
Was he ever
no.
married before Beyonce?
No.
Never?
He was smart. I always had mad respect for him. Why would you get Mark? And you know what? I got in trouble at ESPN. You know why? Because even when he...
What'd you do about Jay-Z and Beyonce?
I know. You know what? You didn't even know that, did you?
No.
I got called into the principal's office.
For Jay-Z?
When he announced that he was getting engaged to marry her, we were talking about it. I said, man, I don't know. You know, Skip was saying it's a great thing. I was like, I don't know why. I said, why buy the cow if the milk's free? So some of the women in the building, they were not happy. Like, you know, executives.
Yeah, but that's an old phrase.
And that's what my boss said. He said, really? It's like, are you serious?
But they thought you were calling her a cow?
Yeah.
Really? I said, they never heard that old phrase?
Of course, they just didn't like it. I thought, I said...
Wait a second. Women in the ESPN building?
Executives. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mark, I got called
There's books written about those.
I got called to the principal's office.
Over that?
Yep.
Compared and considering what goes on in that building?
And can you imagine all the issues?
Issues? There's books written about it.
I know.
Go ask Kerry Ross sometimes. Kerry Ross Dombrowski, Mrs. Dave Dombrowski, what she thinks of her experience at ESPN. If you don't know, Dave Dombrowski's wife is Kerry Ross.
Was the first female anchor, right? Was she first?
No, I think Gail Gardner was.
Yeah, Gail.
But Kerry had
Gail's put on a little weight. I think they call her Whale Gardner.
Kerry and I share something. We had this. What did you call her?
Whale Gardner.
Class act, buddy.
Kerry Ross and I had the same gig in Miami. So she goes to ESPN, and she's pretty good. Kerry was pretty good, but she has horror stories, as most of the women do who go through the compound. And, you know, just go read the books. There's a couple of books written about
Mike Freeman, our buddy Mike Freeman.
Mike Freeman.
Wrote a book, and people don't know. I don't even know if people know. Like, Tirico was suspended for 6 months.
Yes, Mike Tirico was suspended. I thought a very famous story, and that's why we're not speaking out of school.
Right. Oh, no, that's out there. It's not.
Mike knows. He's probably listening right now in Ann Arbor or wherever he is. I don't know where he is right now. Is he doing the games? So he's between games right now, right?
Yeah.
He could be at home before he goes back to... is he going to be in Miami tomorrow?
Sure. He's doing
so he'll be in Miami. So he could be at home right now and then heading down to South Fla.
Whatever.
So Fla tomorrow.
Florida.
It's also our Juniza continues. We're expecting a wonderful pizza pie from Giorgio's in Rochester. It's GiorgiosPizzaAndPasta.com. You can check them there.
Do, 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 do.
You're going to like it, Rob, because it's New York-style pizza.
See, now I'm already hyped. I got my large Coke. I'm ready to go.
In fact, I'll tell you flat out, we're not just messing around here tonight, man. We've had some great stuff the first week of Juniza. Giorgio's Pizza and Pasta on South Main, 117 South Main Street. You all know it. If you go, we'll see the Christmas lights. You know, Rochester's lit up like crazy in Christmas time. But they're famous for their New York-style hand-tossed brick oven pizza. Is your mouth a-watering already there, Slick?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Oh, man.
Make you want to...
Come undone. So we're just... EP is the transporter of our New York-style hand-tossed piece of artwork tonight, and we look forward to having him enter at any moment so we can get the Juniza 2014 started. Of course, the Tigers have a fresh series after last night. They're in Chicago to take on the White Sox. Got the White Sox for 4 games, baby. White Sox for 4. What do you think about that, Rob Parker? 4 games at the old Comiskey Park. U.S. Cellular Field. What do I sound like?
The White Sox.
The old, who was that guy that did the Sox games for years? Not Hawk Harrelson. Not Harry Carey. Who am I thinking? Not Jack. I just want to say Jack Buck. But it wasn't. It was... I'll have to look it up again. The old-time guy used to talk like one of those guys in Chicago would talk like that. The White Sox are taking on the Cleveland Indians tonight.
You sound like one of those guys.
Jack Drees. That's who it was. Jack Drees.
I don't know that name.
You know Jack Drees? You grew up in Chicago. You probably give me a lot of like New York Met names I don't know.
Right, you wouldn't know.
Who did the Mets when you were growing? Who was the... Murphy?
You know all three of them.
Murphy, Kiner.
And Lindsay Nelson.
And Lindsay Nelson.
You know, because those are all big names.
I thought maybe there was like they snuck in like a minor name.
No. After that, there were some bad guys. All right, nobody knows about. But anyway.
So the White Sox got swept in Anaheim. They've lost 6-9. Tonight, they'll play. And you got that going for you, which is always good. Last night, not so good, except for Justin Verlander, who Rob and I were just commenting on, is a fan favorite at the compound in Bristol, Connecticut.
Have you ever seen... Hey, Gary, were you watching last night? Oh, you weren't. Gary, as much baseball as I've seen and player interviews, Mark and I were just talking about it. Justin Verlander not only got one inning, got two!
Dos inningos.
And they brought him back like they did him for an inning. Okay, Justin, thanks. Goodbye. Al Kaline comes on for an inning. And then they bring Justin back for another inning. He did 2 innings. I mean, they got Kruk there. They got the...
And they talked to Osmus.
They're like, what? Those guys can't do a game.
What is with all the talking to guys while games are going on?
And they were, and this Verlander was talking his innings and came on, all three of them.
Justin Verlander's giving you War and Peace on everything. Justin, he's smiling. Red Sox are banging out a couple of hits. He's talking like crazy. He got to start tomorrow. Not that he shouldn't talk. I'm not saying, okay, lighten up. Don't be so serious. My only thing with that is they love him.
Yes.
They got one little bit of controversial question when they asked about his velocity on the fastball.
And that was barely it. And they were like, even they tiptoed around that. Well, you know, we would be remiss. And they franked Justin.
They franked him.
They franked him, yeah. Like Frank Beckman used to do.
They franked him.
Basically, putting it on somebody else. Don't ask the question outright. Just say, well, you know, some people are saying your velocity is down 2 or 3 miles
an hour. And they let him get away with, well, I was working on some stuff. Now I'm good. Now I'm back and I'm good. And they just let him roll.
What stuff?
I don't know. He said he's working with Jeff Jones on something.
What stuff?
I don't know.
Justin, how do you get velocity back?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, tonight it's Rick Porcello against Hector Nowicki. Hector Nowicki for the White Sox. He's 5-19 lifetime. You can't beat that guy. You ain't playing. 5-19. Hector, you can go either way if you want Nowicki or Nowicki. Hector Nowicki, Nowicki. And tomorrow's JV and then Danks. On Danks is going for the White Sox. So that's the first 2 days. But last night, Jabba Chamberlain found out. You know, it's funny. He must have gone to sleep and woke up and probably had his phone on the entire time because he said, well, wait a second. The last time a couple of relief pitchers gave up big homers to Red Sox guys, they didn't make it past the next week. I just better make sure I'm still on this team here because I got a call from Benoit and Veras saying, don't give up any homers to those guys, man.
Don't give up any late inning home runs. The other one, it's unbelievable. And
Poppy's homer is still going. I know it's the old cliche. Poppy's is still going.
You know Larry Rothschild, the pitching coach for the New York Yankees.
Very well. Rothschild, your buddy.
Was also manager, right, of the
Marlins.
Marlins. And what, pitching coach with the Cubs?
Cubs.
He never managed the Cubs.
No, I never managed the Cubs. He never had that horrible
great
task.
Guy. Mark, great guy. And he always got on me because I wrote a story when I was covering the Reds. And you remember Jack Armstrong, that workout freak who had that one really great year?
Yep.
And he gave up some blast to somebody, and the lead to my story was, it scraped the moon. And the next day, he came and he goes,
what?
The moon? Come on, Rob. Okay.
It's only 250,000 miles away. Yeah, that's how far it went. 250,000 miles.
But that was it. It scraped the moon. That was it.
Well, last night that came really close to scraping something because that was quite the prodigious shot. And, of course, Tigers lost to the Red Sox, 5-3.
Oh, no, but, everybody, all the people in town, put Jabba in. Jabba's doing well, and then I want to hear all the announcers go backwards, too. Well, you know, he's out of the Bronx Zoo now. He's more relaxed, and the pressure's off, and this is more this is what they were given as an excuse on why he was succeeding because he wasn't in that atmosphere. You mean in 2009 when they won the World Series? Is that atmosphere you're talking about? What?
What does that mean, atmosphere? You know what that always is?
That's just a cop out.
This is what it is. It's a slap at all the Detroit media people. It's like you can't do your job like the New York people do.
Right, right.
So they get away easy.
They get away easy.
Oh,
you
go to Detroit? Oh, yeah. It's like a vacation.
You know what? It's so funny. When I was in New York.
It's always what it's been, Rob.
Randall K. Myers, you know, the lefty closer, right, was in New York. And then he goes to Cincinnati, and I go to Cincinnati.
Randy Myers.
So, Randy, I write this column, and, of course, the city gets its panties in a bunch. I used to write a column every week on Sunday. And, Mark, instead of doing your typical fluff piece because you're the beat guy and you don't want to get people mad at you, I would write like a hard-hitting column.
Is that when you did Penthouse and Outhouse?
No, it was even just like a straight column about something. Because I should do that with the Free Press, the Penthouse
and the Outhouse. Where did that go?
I don't know. I just stopped doing it. I should revive that. That was
Penthouse
good,
and
right?
Outhouse.
It was good.
No one's doing that now.
Nope. And so I write this column. Everybody gets all worked up. And Randy comes over to me and goes, Rob, what are you doing? This is in New York. You know, you can't write that.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, since what are their rules like? He said, you can't write that here. This is in New York. He looked at me seriously, Mark. I was like, Randy, I don't know what you want me to say. All right, it is now time for the official sports night with Parker and the man, Hank Aaron, time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry
And we do that every night that we're on Monday through Friday right here on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan, 7 to 10. And that's to honor Hank Aaron's 40th anniversary of the big 715 to pass the Bambino. You get to hear Milo Hamilton's dulcet tones. And it also tells you that it's actually 715 on the Eastern time zone seaboard. And that's where we stand. So let's get things cooking tonight. We got a lot to do. Tiger stuff before they get going with the White Sox at 8 o'clock. What's the official time? Is that 8:11? Because it's 7:11, and are they still doing that? Or is it 8:10 now? Got Stanley Cup action tonight. We'll be monitoring the Kings and the Rangers. That's at Madison Square Garden, where tickets are going for over $2,000 to see these games. $600 to $700 was the Staples Center high price. $2,000 to go see a. Remember, it's been 20 years. $2,000 bucks.
Mark.
They're getting to see a hockey game in New York.
But it's all supply and demand. Obviously, you got people making big-time money there, and they want to be in the building. They want to be able to go to work tomorrow and say, I was there. I was at the Garden. Unbelievable. So people pay.
I saw tickets anywhere from $1,639 to like $2,300.
You have what, 8 million people in a city, 16 million people in a metropolitan area, and there's only 19,000 seats. You do the math.
And they're not there all the time.
Right?
Every 20 years or so. Well, it's 20 years
exactly.
since. Before that, it was even longer.
Exactly.
So that, we'll get to some of the stuff that Rob had in his mole items last night on Local 4. I'll give you the three that he had.
Mark,
I watched the show.
Did you write it down?
I actually wrote it down because I'll forget.
Mark, I had some good stuff last night.
Lions and Dominican Sue. There's some information. Don't tut tut, King Tut.
You want to hear this.
Tigers and not done with shortstops yet.
That's also
tut,
interesting.
Hip. And Tom Izzo and how close he was to the Timberwolves, but not just that. There's another team he was very close to, and it's coming out now ever since, well, I won't, tut-tut to me. We'll get to all that. Plus, I liked your take on Steve Coburn, the owner of California Chrome, and he apologized today. I watched it live. I did it live.
You did it live?
Did you see it?
I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
And I got to tell you, just going to throw this out here right now. First of all, this old man, who's not part of the establishment in the horse race community, didn't care what he had to say. He already did this at the Preakness. If you didn't watch the Preakness, when he won the Preakness, he ripped Churchill Downs in Louisville. Ripped him on NBC. I said, anybody notice what he just did? He said, those people over there at Churchill should do things the way we do them here in Baltimore. He ripped Churchill Downs. So I said, I got to watch post-race because I'll bet you this guy goes off. Sure enough. I didn't know it was going to be about that per se.
But you can't do that after the fact. To me, if
What you said yesterday.
Right? You got to do it before, Mark. I have much more respect. Even if before you win or lose, if you tell me that it's not right and you think it should be changed before you win or lose, that's different. Because Mark, would he have given that speech or that tirade had he won?
Oh, hell no. It'd
be the greatest thing that ever happened. Are you kidding?
In fact, you probably would have used it. He said, I beat horses here.
Who did
never?
Exactly. My horse is the best horse.
By the way, they've been doing that there
forever. It's not new. That's
in fact, more horses used to skip these races back in the 60s and 70s than do now. They made it worth their while in many ways. So we'll get to that. And also, your stuff about Jurgen Klinsmann, the soccer coach, Team USA, next Monday, their first game in the World Cup.
Prop. Did you see my prop last night? Picked up the phone.
You had a visual prop. Dude. You know, this stuff makes me tired.
Jurgen
Klinsmann, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Mark, let me tell you, if I'm head of USA Soccer, dude, you're fired. You're fired.
He knows he can't be fired right now. Can't be fired. So he went and said what he said. It wasn't motivation. It was just silliness.
Stupid.
He shouldn't even be here. Go away. Go back to where you came from.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
No, I don't know what he's done.
So actually, we'll have a little fun with some horse racing and soccer. Who knew? We got that coming up and so much more. But first, hi, my name is Mark. Welcome to the show for a Monday fresh program. And yes, EP is here. We're ready for some pizza. The guy across from me is a guy who was very disappointed with Toneless Win and the Belmont on Saturday.
EP's
but on the bright side. Hold on. This is great.
Are you nibbling on pizza?
Of course he is.
Okay.
So disappointed with Toneless Win and the Belmont. But on the bright side, his California Chrome Burgers were very tasty on the grill Sunday. Saturday, not so much fun, but he said, hey, I can profit off this. California Chrome Burgers, by the pool for everybody. Click on Detroit columnist and Tony Award nominee, Rob Parker.
And Mark, you know what? Had hamburgers, and the other thing that was just weird was seeing the whip marks on them. You know what I mean? When I put the ketchup on.
They had whip marks where the jockey was hitting them.
There was what? It was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry. It just was.
You would have liked a, you know, Marty would have liked a California Kronberger.
It is Sports Night with Parker and the man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson, on this beautiful Monday evening, Metro Detroit. Mark, it was so warm out today, I wanted to put barbecue sauce on my back. That's how I didn't know what to do.
Look at this comedy.
I didn't know.
Dude, this is why we suffered through January and
I'm
February.
Did you hear me complaining?
To get to this.
Not
this is the best.
Not complaining. Love it. But yes, EP, Gary, and Ryan, who's doing the video streaming tonight.
Get on hello to Ryan.
All on the other side of the glass.
He's Mr. Triple Duty.
Wait until they get a load of me. Wait until they get a load of me.
Wait until they get a load of some Giorgio's pizza.
But yes, 248-848-1130 is our telephone number. It is Sports Night. We're parking a man, Mark, and guess what's going on?
Well, I got what?
We're just getting started, right?
Oh, yeah. We're getting, no, I thought, was it a TV theme song Thursday? Are we Thursday already? No, I thought we had a song to play.
No.
No, it was all that stuff. Tigers are going to get ready to play the White Sox in Chicago. I can't get past Jabba Chamberlain giving up that massive thing.
Did that scrape the moon? I
to
just
David Ortiz. You just saw it coming, didn't you, Jabba?
I thought it scraped the moon.
248-848-1130, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan, and we're going to eat some pizza, Rob.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
We're taking pictures of Giorgio's pizza. Can I see it, Ryan, please? Thanks, man. Thank you. Ryan's right there.
It's all right.
You can take another one.
I will.
Let's try another one. A little closer. That's all right. You're streaming. We're streaming. Rob's going to open the pizza up.
Here we go.
There you go. Gary's got the music going. Hold on. Fill me up to here, Ryan. There you go. Oh. Yes. See, Rob doesn't want his glasses on even. Let's see. Thought we do our. That's fine. God.
Okay.
Oh man, whoever put a camera on phones? What's his name? I'd like to talk to that guy.
It's unbelievable. It really is. Yeah.
Everybody's got a picture. You better be careful. That's all I'm saying. Be careful of pictures that go somewhere because they're going to be seen by people and then they'll make fun of you. This is what we got. If you're watching ParkerAndTheMan.com right now or PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com, I'm going to take the first bite of the night from Giorgio's Pizza in Rochester. Oh, that's just loaded up. Look at this monster.
What is in that thing?
Pepperoni, lots of cheese, I believe sausage, ham. It's just meat. It's a meat lover's delight.
Mark, you like sausage, don't you?
I love Italian sausage on my pizza, correct? That would be correct, sir. Here's Giorgio's pizza.
Every day is just as good. It just looks awesome.
Well, he can't believe it either. 248-601-2882 is their number. 117 South Main Street. Come on, it's Giorgio's right in Rochester. You can't beat it.
But let me tell you about what I'm eating over here.
Okay.
I got a New York slice, a thin slice of cheese, Mark Delicioso. And you know I'm from New York.
I mean, you're even holding it like you're supposed to. You're like in a V shape. There you go.
Exactly. One hand. Look. Actually, what do you eat?
New York style hand-tossed brick oven pizza from Giorgio's.
Oh, wow.
It's Giorgio's Pizza and Pasta.com. And their pasta is magnifique as well. Wings. Look at this menu. It goes forever. You got all sorts of stuff. If you can't find what you want at Giorgio's, you're simply not looking. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Hey, Buster, I got to have another couple of pieces. What do you got?
Oh, well, whoa. You're having a couple of pieces of pizza right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, enjoy yourself.
I'm going to
dedicate this call to my father's memory. He would have been 101 yesterday.
Wow.
And Mark, just one more thing. This Steve, what's his California Chrome's owner's name?
Colburn.
Coburn, he's an old man. He's 61. Dude, I'm going to be 61 in 27 days.
Yeah, but Buster, he looks like he's 100.
Right. He doesn't look like he's 61. Looks like, he looks horrible.
Yeah, I know. But he was probably feeling pretty horrible after that happened. But, boy, I'm telling you, I don't know.
He's a little phony baloney anyhow, Buster. Let me tell you.
Hey, Buster, I don't want to – what's his name again, Mark?
Steve Coburn.
I don't want to say that Steve Coburn's –
dumbass partners.
I don't want to say that Steve Coburn's old, but his office is in the cemetery.
Yeah, well, you know, he and I and Tim Allen on Thursday, I think, are all pretty much the same age, and Leon Spinks, so I don't know.
Is it Tim Allen's birthday, too, Thursday?
Yeah, Tim Allen's
Timothy Allen Dick?
Friday, June 13th.
Timothy Allen Dick.
Timothy, from Denver, Colorado.
But Detroit guy. Mark,
leave his personality out of this.
Dude, it's what his name is.
Yeah,
his name is Tim Dick.
About Chamberlain, I mean, they probably should have walked Ortiz. I mean, but when they talked about that, they thought Chamberlain.
You can't walk Ortiz. What are you? What there's two guys on.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I forgot.
No, you can't walk. You got to get him out. You can't walk him.
You got to get him out. But the thing about it is, he been unscored upon in 18 of his last 19 outings. Although still, I wouldn't want him as my full-time closer. I'd probably rather have somebody like Smiley as my full-time closer if Nathan can't cut the mustard anymore. But what they meant about Chamberlain, maybe getting away from New York. Chamberlain, I think, is from Nebraska. And that's what they may be. You know, you just may be the type that I remember Jeff Shaw, when he used to pitch for the Dodgers, he had the same thing happen to him. He was from Cincinnati or around rural Ohio or someplace. There are just some players who just can't hack that kind of big market area. You know, these good old boys and these people from these rural areas. And I guess that's maybe the same thing with...
It was him. Job has pitched in big situations before. He's not new to the scene.
That excuse is just so
baseball
lame,
Mark. This is why baseball is beautiful. Tigers take the first two games against Boston. All they got to do is sweep them, and nobody says boo today. Everything's cool. They're off to Chicago because they had the sweep in their back pocket. One misstep, one bad pitch, and it changes the complexion of how you talk about them on Monday. It happens all the time in this game. And guys who play the game either understand it or lest you be doomed to repeat it, or you fail because of it. That's the beauty or the backlash of being a baseball player. You don't get a week like a football player. A week to celebrate a win or, unfortunately, a week to really, you know, get hammered. But it doesn't usually last a whole week. Baseball guys, you're feeling good. You got a lead. You're in the ninth. You're going to get this thing done.
Job has been throwing great. Oh, this is great. No Nathan. You know,
we're going to Chicago
Nathan.
On a sweep.
Exactly. Sweep, feeling good, like things have turned around.
No one badmouths you on Monday. It's your fault. One guy gave up the pitch. Look, you think it's a mystery that Benoit and Veras were gone after their performances against the Boston Red Sox? Was that a mystery wrapped in a riddle, bundled up in a conundrum? No. It's not that they couldn't come back. It's not that they shouldn't be allowed to come back. It made it too easy for them to go. They couldn't get the job done when they really needed to. We say this all the time about Eddie Murray. I see Eddie all the time, you know, the former Lions kicker. And every time I see him, I cannot get 0 for 1 out of my head. He kicked a lot of field goals in 10 years as a Lions kicker. But Rob Parker will never acknowledge one fielder because in 1983, when he had a chance to kick his way and the Lions' way to the NFC Championship game and possibly never start the San Francisco 49ers' questionable dynasty for a decade, he blew it. And that's why he's 0 for 1. Jabba Chamberlain right now, you know what his record is against David Ortiz? He's 0 for 1.
Mark, you know what, you're right.
In many ways, that's how we look at it. In our Twitter, Facebook, immediate world.
But that's really how it is, because you know why? It wasn't like they were asking Murray to kick a 65-yard field goal. Well, Mark, it was
in his wheelhouse.
In his wheelhouse.
43?
It was a makeable field goal for him. He kicked all those field
Monty
goals.
Monty Clark praying.
Right.
You showed him praying on the sideline.
Could you just imagine how you feel after
that? Wide right, baby.
Unbelievable.
I got a sports wrap coming up. We're doing the duty on the Tigers before the game starts at 8 o'clock tonight in Chicago at U.S. Cellular. That's what we do. 248-848-1130.
That's a big series to me.
Four games, man.
And you know what, Mark? They've already. If you'd have told me they lost, what, 14 out of 6, out of 20?
Well, now you're looking at Cleveland because Chicago's dropped to what, 4.5 back, and the Indians are 3.
Only 3 out, and Kansas City bounced back. They bounced.
Dude, everybody's
back.
In it. You let everybody back in. You got a race. Even in a crappy division.
And even the Twins are in, and they went out and spent money, Mark, on a
Phil Hughes has pitched very well for them.
Well, they had to get him out of Yankee Stadium. Now, that's a guy who...
He was the classic change of scenery guy.
Change of scenery. Now he's in a bigger ballpark that holds those home runs that you
used to go out against. Save that immaterial. Sports Night with Parker and Amanda, Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talking. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, we're enjoying Giorgio's Pizza. It's fantastic. In fact, watch this. Watch live. This is going to happen live, Rob Parker. Live right now. Watch. Ryan is bringing. He's coming right in, and he's bringing me.
What, a New York slice?
A New York slice.
A slice.
I will have it as soon as we're finished with this little sports wrap segment.
Mark, I don't know what you're going to do. You've been eating pizza every day for 2 weeks now.
I'm good to go, man.
You all right?
I spent my weekend firing up and ready to go another week. June-eza should go into July-eza.
Oh, God.
And August-eza. Sept-eza. Oct-eza.
I think after that I need some penicillin of some Eza. Of those are coming out with.
Let's do this. We'll do that. We'll do this.
All right. Time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mike.
All right, we're 20 minutes or so away, maybe half an hour. Start of the four-game set in Chicago, Tigers and White Sox. Rick Porcello against Hector Nwesi. He's 5-19 in his life. 5-19. 5 wins, 19 losses. And here we go. 4 games in Chicago. This starts this string of games against the American League Central. NASCAR teams start rolling into the Irish Hills for this Sunday's Quicken Loans 400. All the biggies, including yesterday's winner at Pocono, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Local scores first on Sports Night with Parker and Matt, presented by Sporty Cuts. Go get a haircut. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 3 at Madison Square Garden. All the beautiful people, John McEnroe and company, will be ringside as the Rangers and Kings go in Game 3. Of course, Alain Vigneault and his Rangers desperate to get a victory after the Kings won a couple of overtime games at Staples. 2-0 in the series. NBA Finals continue tomorrow in Miami with the Heat and Spurs all tied at 1 after LeBron James' 35-point, 10-rebound effort last night with no cramping at all at the AT&T Arena in San Antonio, Texas. Other baseball, American League, the Mariners beat the Rays 3-0. Robbie Cano, a 2-run double and a 3-run third. More pizza. Oh, that's a good-looking piece. Tampa has lost 13 of 14 games now. 3-0 in Tampa. That game was this afternoon. Orioles over the Red Sox, 1-0 in the second. Adam Jones, his 10th homer of the season. Edwin Encarnacion has hit number 20. The Jays lead the Twins 3-2 in the second. Other games start later. National League, Dodgers over the Reds, 1-0 second. Andy Van Slyke's son, Scott Van Slyke, with his 5th homer of the season. Pirates lead the Cubs 1-0 second. U.S. Open golf begins Thursday at Pinehurst, North Carolina. Tee times posted, Rory McIlroy at 7:40. Phil Mickelson at 7:51. Bubba Watson's playing with Adam Scott at 1:25. That should be a great pairing. World Cup soccer starts Thursday as well in Brazil. Team USA's first match is not until Monday against Ghana at 10 p.m. Are you excited? Can't you wait? They're having all sorts of issues with the subway. I didn't even know they had a subway over there in Brazil, but they got strikes going on, and that just sounds like a disaster waiting to happen. Oh, I'm not questioning the scenery. Just wondering how they could conduct their bit. Remember, there was a rumor that they weren't even getting ready in time. Just like the Olympics next time, get it ready in time. But that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Go get a haircut. Go to Sporty Cuts. Again, thanks to Giorgio's Pizza. We're enjoying them from Rochester. It's GiorgiosPizzaAndPasta.com if you want to see all the great items they have for you. They have a 14-inch one-topping pizza special for $10.99. Thank you. It's just great stuff. Dude, we could spend the next 3 hours listing everything they have on here. I'll bet you those calzones are amazing. Because that one pizza I had is kind of like a calzone.
That's what I'm having.
This is look at the dough. Look how beautifully this is done.
I know.
Is that beautifully done or what? And now I'm going to try to bite the, I'm not going to try, I'm going to do it. This is the New York style that you love so much.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
It's just perfect. I mean, it's just, it's perfection on a napkin.
All right.
Thank you very much. You know what I mean, though? Oh, no, you know, let's go back to your mole item first from last night.
Mm-hmm.
On the Tigers thing with the shortstops. You said that they're actually looking at the dude from San Diego, that there's actually some.
Everett Cabrera?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They have a scout out there right now, Mark, from the moles that I talked to, looking at him. And you know what they're worried about? And the kids got off to a great start with the bat, right? Got a couple of hits, a home run.
Home run.
Looking good.
Eugenio Suarez.
Making a couple of plays. But you know what the problem is? Did you see a third baseman botch a few balls yesterday? He made a good play, too, but he botched
a
couple.
Made a very good play. Mm-hmm.
Problem is, Mark, can you really win a World Series with two rookies playing on the left side of the infield?
No.
You can't.
No.
They know that. They know
and
it.
And by the way, once through the runs around the turn, you know what's going to happen. That's correct. You need them. Go ahead. You know what's going to happen? They'll figure Eugenio Suarez out.
Please, he'll be batting 190.
Guys who make it in the majors to stardom level battle that, but they normally don't battle it as rookies. It takes a couple of years to really get that going. Now, if you really believe that you're in for something in 14, you can't be done saying, okay, I brought up this kid. We're good to go. You don't know that yet. So you're crazy if you're Dave Dombrowski to not look at other names, to not look around the league, see what else is available. Look, that was okay for the 2004 Tigers, maybe even the 2008 Tigers, was to just kind of sling anybody in there and see what sticks. This is the end of the line. Train stops here. Here's the depot.
For anyone who doesn't know, this is it. Mark is absolutely right. This is it.
Say what you want about how many more years Justin Verlander has or Miguel Cabrera has. Until they start restocking that pond with other fish. God, that was good. Until they start restocking that pond. I mean, you could have the two biggest fish in the ocean, but you know how it works against other fish. You better have a better school of fish.
And, Mark, you don't even know. They might say, we don't want to pay Victor. Or somebody else might come along and say, you can be our DH, and we'll give you a 3-year. The Tigers are offering you two. We'll give you three. And they'd be willing to eat the third, even if he's done, or you know what I mean? But there's some other team. What if Kansas City says, hey, you know what? We could use that, right? Or somebody in your division. So you're in a situation. The Tigers are going to look and say, we don't know exactly what we want to do. It is not a layup that next year is going to do anything. Milo Scherzer, Victor Martinez are going through the line. Go down the line.
Look,
Torrey Hunter, Mark, all these guys, and you're saying
no, it's the end of the line.
It's the end of the line. This is it.
But here's the positive part: you don't have to fix much to get this done. You got to fix that back end bullpen. There's no question; something's got to give. Either Joe Nathan finds it or he doesn't. And either Jabba Chamberlain's your guy or he's not. And you better then be damn well sure that Joel Hanrahan, I know it's only $1 million, but you touted him, so I want to see what he's got. At some point, he's coming up here to do something. He's going to have to pitch in decent situations where the game's on the line, and we'll find out. And, of course, I suppose Dombrowski and Al Avila and Al Kaline, who was very much part of the broadcast last night.
I loved Al Kaline. You know what? Mark, he wasn't the old man. Everything was great.
No, Kaline never does that.
He doesn't do that. I love that about him, and I love that about Ernie Harwell. Ernie Harwell was another guy, Mark, who was not – everything was better before. He was not that guy. He used to say all the time, there's a lot of guys who played before could never play today. He always said that. We could never play today. Never. I respect that.
Yeah, and Kaline has always been of that mind, too. But that's because he stays so active in the game. So I'm sure they're all crossing their fingers, hoping, beyond all hope, that the little pieces that they brought up, the Eugenio Suarez's, the fact that they've got Nathan on this kind of tightrope, and whether Jabba Chamberlain can, you know, join them with the big stick on the tightrope, work out. But if they don't, they have the opportunity to make some moves, although they're running out of minor league talent to trade.
They are.
I mean, the Jacob Turners are gone. You know, you keep seeing Andy Miller come in with Boston. I remember when Andy Miller was the, you know, what's in giggles of the Tiger future. And they don't talk about it much, but Andy Miller got out of here in kind of
right.
a rough way.
Oh, yeah. And he's just a reliever. He does a pretty good job, but he never turned out to be the guy they thought he was going to be.
But when he came out of college and he was a first-round pick.
Oh, he was a cat's meow.
I remember he came right to Comerica Park. I went down there. I said, I got to get Andy Miller. I want to get him before he starts his run to, 300 victories. And it was like that. He was gone.
Yep.
They used him as trade bait because they knew that they had a pieces part they could move.
Mark, I just want to share this.
Cameron Maben was the same way.
Got a text from my bud, Kevin Wilson, used to be my trainer.
Uh-huh.
He said, dude, mix in some grilled chicken and veggies. Your arteries are screaming, help, enough pizza. Kev, if you tell him, if he only knew, Mark, we only have how many more days? 14?
Only?
Yeah, we had
six. Couple weeks.
Six so far. We got 14
yeah,
days.
Yeah, we got to do this like a three-week project. We're testing pizzerias, local pizza places around the city of Metro Detroit area, various spots, Rochester and all over the place, like we're doing tonight with Giorgio's. And the whole point is we're going to come to you and tell you the best pizza. This is a competition. Please, also, no wagering.
And also, we have three pies, and there's four guys. Trust us, five guys tonight. We're not going to eat it all ourselves. We're sharing it with the other people.
I'm going to try.
I'm not doing all that.
I always look at you guys suspect when you start taking that extra slice.
I only had two slices.
I don't know. I look at EP and I go, I always have to say the same thing. Will you save me that piece so I can eat it on the air?
I always
look at that fatso. Did you put on a whole half a pound?
No, but I think he ate it in the car when he was bringing it. Because when he came here with the pizza, there were two already half eaten that were in the box. I don't think they came from the place like that.
248-848-1130, Sports Night with Parker and the Man, enjoying Giorgio's Pizza in Rochester. It's GiorgiosPizzaAndPasta.com. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan. Oh!
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
All right. Oh, hey. Not you, Eric.
Eric just had, he came through for pizza.
Everybody's coming in for the Giorgio's.
I'm through for pizza.
Coming in for the Giorgio's. I got a brand new piece of pie sitting here. It's a gyro meat pizza with feta cheese, Rob Parker.
Gyro meat? I'm not.
It's a Monday. You just spent your whole weekend. You're driving around. You're doing your thing. You had the family. You went up north. Whatever you were doing. Maybe something happened. Hopefully not. But if you have any issue whatsoever with your vehicle, or if you just need routine maintenance, take that car, truck, or van on beautiful, sunshiny days like this to the pros at Expert Car Care.
You mean, Mark, like I did when my brakes were rattling?
That's just last week.
Right? And now that car rides like it's brand new. Another thing that's great is that they offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices. Best of all, they'll get you right back on the road safe and sound. Oftentimes, Mark, just like they did with me, it was the same day.
Expert Car Care. That's Mike and Brian and his
Brian
great people.
Brian and the group, right?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Service everything, whether it's something as simple as a wiper blade or something as major as a transmission or engine. And be sure to mention these two handsome devils having some za right now on ParkerTheMan.com, and you will get something very nice. Thank you very much.
That's right. Mention Parker the Man, and not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, Mark.
Who got one of those last week?
I did. Hey now. I saw my dirty oil on the floor right there.
Hey now.
But also, you can get a free front wheel alignment, Mark, if you need one.
And then they did the oil change. Come on, you left yourself open
for it. I did. I don't know.
It's over $100 right there in savings just for saying Parker the Man. Expert Car Care, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, where Rob was last week, and 8 Mile between Mount and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.